Hey folks, it's Imran again from theprofitsacademy.com. In today's lesson, I just wanted to quickly show you how you can deal with an angry customer, okay? With a potentially angry customer and also with angry customers. Because the one thing that I see most small business owners doing wrongly is that they don't mitigate the possibility of a customer being angry. And they actually wait until the stage where the customer is actually really angry before they decide that they need to do anything at all. Okay, so in today's lesson, I'm going to share with you how I personally handle angry customers and the very exact steps and strategies that I use for my consulting clients and show them how to deal with these angry customers. Okay, here's the thing, okay? Every business encounters angry people. Every business, all right? And some of them are not disappointed. Some of them are not confused. They are just downright angry. Here are a few steps that I think you might want to try in order to make them less angry, or in order to turn them from an angry customer to become somebody who actually embraces your business, likes your business, recommends your business, and continue to do business with you. Okay, so from point A condition where they're angry, you want to bring them to point B where they are satisfied and they really like whatever it is that you have over-delivered for them. All right? The first thing that you need to do is I want you to acknowledge the anger. All right? I'm not asking you to agree with them. I'm not saying that you must say, yes, you're right and I'm wrong. I'm just asking you to acknowledge their anger. Okay? Because in order to have a chance at making the angry person go away, or rather making the anger go away, you need to practice empathy. You need to empathize with the person's anger. Okay? Because you cannot sell something, even a solution, or neither can you negotiate with an angry person. So the first thing that you need to do is I want you to empathize. Notice that I said empathize and not sympathize. The difference is because when you empathize, you're just trying to understand their feelings. Why is it that they're angry? You're trying to look at the situation from their point of view. Just empathy, okay? Acknowledge their anger. Second thing that you can do, instead of escalating the situation by reacting to their angry comments and remarks, what you need to do is you need to talk in a more quiet, more controlled, and more slowly than the person that you're talking to. So for example, from a scale of 0 to 10, if the angry customer is talking at a volume of 10 out of 10 and a speed of 10 out of 10, what you want to do is you want to lower your voice to a 5 out of 10 and slow down your speech to a 5 out of 10. Of course, you don't do it, you don't exaggerate the speed at which you talk to 1 out of 10 because that would just be downright demeaning to them. Okay, but just slow down the rate of your speech and lower down your volume. This is important because it helps to de-escalate the whole situation. All right, so that's point number two. In point number three, I want you to ask them. Say, for example, the angry person is John. So you ask them, John, I'm sorry you feel that way. Is there anything that I can do to help correct this? All right. What would it take to help them, or what would it take to help you, John, be less angry or not be angry at all? Okay. So let's say they say, I don't care. I want your hotel staff to correct the problem right away. All right. I want them to bring in new towels or change my bed sheets. Okay? So you repeat it back to them and you say, okay, John, what I would do is what you're asking for, rather, what you're asking for is for the staff of the hotel to come in and rectify the problems that they have caused earlier. Is that what you're asking, John? Okay, of course, in a speech which is softer and slower than theirs. And then you go on and you ask them, is there anything else that I can do that will solve your problem? And not only solve your problem, but is there anything that I can do in order to solve this problem plus provide an opportunity for my business to delight you? Okay? So I'm going to see whether I can make the problem go away, but is there anything else that I can do to compensate for the problem? All right? So that's one of the tips. Tip number 4. If no, then ask again, what would it take? All right? So it's really a cycle. First, you acknowledge the anger. Second, you talk more quietly and more slowly than them. And then you ask the person what it would take to make them less angry. And then you ask them what it would take to make them less angry and how can you compensate for that problem. And then if they say no, then you ask again, what would it take? Okay, it's just one time cycle. You don't repeat the whole thing again. All right? Now, I'm not saying that you should give in to them blindly, or I don't want you to actually agree with them or with their point of view. I'm just asking you to at least understand their problem, their point, their issue, and what is it that makes them angry. And I want you to acknowledge and I want you to recognize it. Because the problem is that you cannot negotiate with an angry person who's in a state of anger. You need to diffuse that anger before you can make any progress at all. Now, just to summarize, okay? You just see it from one human being to another human being, not as a manipulator or someone who's following a list of steps that they need to do. I just want you to think of yourself as being a human being talking to another human being. So you can say, John, I'm really sorry that you're upset. Okay? You know what? It's really unacceptable that our staff forgot to give you your breakfast coupon. Alright? And I understand that as a result of that, it could cause you and your family a lot of distress because you paid for breakfast as well. It sounds like what you want is you actually want a breakfast to be given to you today. Now, if I gave you the breakfast today and I gave you another breakfast for free tomorrow, would it help? Is this something that you would want? Okay? So you've just changed the whole dynamic of the whole thing, okay? You've made it clear which side of the discussion you're on. You see, you really haven't set any types of expectations so far, but you've built a connection between a human being with another human being. And once you reach this point, you've actually got two options. First is you describe what you can do right now in order to make things up for the mistake that is done by your staff or by your business or by your company, whatever, right? You tell them the first option is that you're going to make it up to them, all right? Or you can ask for some time, buy some time, and you promise that you will get back to them after you've consulted with your management or after you have talked with the person who is causing the problem. So there's two things that you can do, okay? And there is really a possibility that the steps won't work, okay? It's a possibility that John gets really angry to the point that he would never come to your hotel again. You know, that's okay. You did whatever you could to try to rectify the problem. But more importantly, you didn't waste a lot of time with this angry customer and negative emotion and negative energy trying to solve a problem that's really not solvable. And that's just the lesson for today. The 4-5 step or point summary of how you can deal with angry customers. And I hope that you would benefit from this discussion today. And if you have any questions, feel free to give me a call or drop me an email. Again, it's Imran MD Ali from another session of theprofitsacademy.com.